WHCL, Clinton, New York.
When the weekend comes, all my dearest chums to the country go tearing off to improve their frames, playing damn fool games such as tennis, croquet, and golf. While they're breaking ground, knocking balls around, and perspiring to beat the band, I am sitting pretty in the great big city with a cool drink in my hand. From Saturday until Monday, I'm what the sportsman abhors. A weekend hater, thanking my creator for the great indoors. While all the others are rushing from bathing suit to plus four, I'm glad I own a comfortable kimono for the great indoors. The breeze may die, but what care I? I've got a big electric fan. If passing by, come in and try biting your initial on my artificial tan instead of wrecking my system by playing games with old boards. I take no chances sitting on my Francis in the great indoors. Other gals keep on playing those games where somebody scores. I'm glad I own a comfortable kimono for the great indoors. The breeze may die, but what care I? I've got a big electric fan. If passing by, come in and try biting your initial on my artificial tan. Let other gals more athletic go romping by in their drawers. I take no chances sitting on my Francis in the great indoors.
And that's Martha Wright, and that record is that's from 55, and I had to play that. That song was actually from The New Yorkers by Cole Porter, 1930, but I've never heard a contemporary to the original production recording of that, so I had to play it just because it fit, and I like it. Do I need a further justification for that song by Cole Porter? No, sir. Yes, The Great Indoors, Martha Wright, 1955. Before that, Flanders and Swann, The Sloth, from the bestiary of Flanders and Swann, 1963. And their stuff is always welcome, anywhere. It's always good to hear them. And continuing on Radiola, I'm Andy Sr., by the way. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, here in Clinton, New York. And thank you so much for listening and streaming tonight. I do appreciate it, and because I'm feeling lazy, too. I don't know if I would have the energy to go to the computer and look this thing up and whatever, but I'm glad you did, so thank you. Or the car radio, or what have you. Here's Marion Harris in 1920, Homesickness Blues.
I never will forget the day I left my home. Regret that awful I've got the homesickness blues. Landlord's waiting for the rain. Ain't got a dime. Wild weeping blues. Financial embarrassment in the sand. Every time I hear the road ring, it reminds me of my home again.
Picture of the gold dust team. Oh, the corn crib camouflaged by beechnut bacon, and the cowshed sings the praise of Rubicon. Aunt Jemima's smiling face bids you welcome to the place. That's a picture of my old new choice home. Both the Erie and the B&O pass right before the door. You can always get a cinder in your eyes. And my family all make faces at the passing engineers. That is how we get our winter coal supply. Neath the clinging ivy vine, there's a big Bull Durham sign. On the chicken house it says, take Beecham's pills. On the old red barn you read that castoria you need, and the pigsty advertises Crosby's Mills. Oh, the back fence is held up by Paris garters. On the windmill there's a big Victrola shown. On the back porch is a sign reading Millen Food for Mine. That's a picture of my old new choice home. New choice.
And that was Porter's Blue Devils, whom I'd never heard of, but they made records, so they may actually be more famous musicians in there. But Porter's Blue Devils in 1923, I'm Sitting Pretty in a Pretty Little City. Yes. Yes, indeed. And it's, and I feel like I'm doing that. I'm just, at least when the neighbors are have calmed down a bit, I'm quite content with it. It's nice to have things somewhat serene in there. And I find it quite enjoyable. So that's my staycation in a pretty little city of Utica, which I have to say, I really appreciate. I really like it. And it's not just because I haven't seen other places, because I have. And before that, Billy Murray, My Old New Jersey Home, 1921. And the lyrics there would indicate that that the farmyard of yesterday is kind of like the internet of today with regard to advertising. Yes, indeed. Beginning with Marion Harris, Homesickness Blues, 1920. Continuing on Radiola, we have Jelly Roll Morton Trio, 1929. My Little Dixie Home.
someday you'll come. Weary at heart, back where you started from, you'll find your happiness lies right under your eyes, back in your own backyard.
Never thought about that recording much back in your own backyard. Yes, indeed, that is where your trouble, it's your happiness and sometimes other thing. You know, you got to go and pick things up once in a while, especially if there's a storm. But that was Russ Colombo on the vocal, by the way, Gus Arenheim in 1928. But there was a little allusion or reference in there, I thought, to part of Pomp and Circumstance. Maybe. It just seemed, or perhaps it was just a figure the arranger threw in, but it does sound sound a little bit like that. Before that, we had Johnny Johnson and the Statler Pennsylvanians. The grass grows greener way down home. Well, maybe it does. Some places the grass doesn't grow, and some places the rivers don't flow, but here we're very blessed. We have all that stuff up here, and it's just gorgeous this time of year. The weather has been absolutely marvelous for July. A little warm today, but well, we had it coming. Let's, no complaints there. But I got to say, this is great. No, and I feel sorry for all those people who have swimming pools, but I like it. Before that, we had Jolly Roll Morton Trio, My Little Dixie Home. 1929. I'm Andy Sr. This is Radiola, and we're celebrating the joys of not really going anywhere for vacation, just kind of hanging around, maybe puttering. If you're puttering, then that's part of the deal, and nothing wrong with that at all. And I'm puttering around the station Friday nights these weeks, Friday from 8 till 10. So come in and listen to Radiola. If you so desire. Before anything, I'm going to play some music. Here's Mildred Bailey in 1931 with, probably the definitive recording of this song, and although I also like the recording by Gracie Fields, and there are a couple of other good ones, but I think Mildred had it on this one. Home.
Crickets call, and my heart is forever young. Every night it's dances, or it's parties, or it's shows. You'll agree with me it isn't right. And you know as well as I how tiresome it grows. So I am suggesting for tonight. Let's spend an evening at home where we two can be alone. The papers all say it looks like a storm. In front of a fire we'll be cozy and warm. It seems a shame if we miss a wonderful chance like this. With the lights turned low and sweet music on the radio, let's spend an evening at home, dear. Let's spend an evening at home.
You're going to bed? You're tired? I see. That's been the whole damn trouble with you. You're always too tired for me. All right, go to sleep. Go on, get into bed. Go on, go on, go on. Start a snore. It's wives like me with husbands like you that twin beds were invented for. The hell with this business of early to bed and early to rise. I'm going to hang around Harry Roy and his band and get circles under my eyes. I'll pick up a nice young college boy who's plenty wild. You know what they say, nature in the raw, raw is seldom mild. Fine husband you are when I want some love and you say you can't be annoyed. Well, I'm not gonna stay at home and be one of those unenjoyed. My love depression days are over, I won't stand here and gab. My prosperity's around the corner waiting in a taxi cab. Don't worry about me getting a sweetheart, that won't be so hard. Say, if I don't do so well on Piccadilly, oh, there's always the Navy Yard. Stay at home, Papa. Go on, play alone, Papa. Your mama's stepping out tonight.
Point Counterpoint has been brought to you as a public service of Radiola and this station. No, really. Wow, what a juxtaposition that was. And I have to say, that was entirely planned. Began with Mildred Bailey with Home. Yes, 1931. And a beautiful rendition, Maddie Melnick's group there. Bing Crosby saying, Let's Spend an Evening at Home in 1933. And in 1934, Sophie Tucker is giving him the other point of view. But Bing was that kind of guy, though. He really wanted to stay at home. And Sophie apparently, she had other ideas. Stay at Home Papa, 1934, recorded in Britain. I think she meant to mention Harry Roy and his band, so that's whom we have to assume was backing her on that recording. Yes, this is Radio. I'm Andy Sr., and always glad to bring in opposing viewpoints. And we did so. This is 88.7 FM, WHCL, Clinton, New York, WHCL.org. And speaking of puttering, this goes out to a friend of mine with a putter. And I have to apologize for not being an organ record, but I'm sure he'll appreciate it. This is dedicated to my buddy, wherever he is. Cliff Bruner's Texas Wanderers, 1937. Bringing home the bacon.
I'm bringing home the bacon to a mama down in Macon. She's waited patiently for me. You ask me why I'm shaking. I'm excited cause I'm taking the 515 back where I long to be. I've been up and down, down and up. Now I've got success. So things to do, even you are smart enough to guess. I'm bringing home the bacon. Gonna give instead of taking. That's making bacon, raking happiness. Bringing home the bacon to a mama down in Macon. She's been a sticker through and through. Just hear me when I stutter. Her biscuits spread with butter would make a doggone glutton out of you. I'm a rolling stone now and then, but I must confess. When she wrote to me, boy, come home, you bet I answered yes. I'm bringing home the bacon. Gonna give instead of taking. That making bacon, raking happiness. Thank you.
played her former husband there in the first hour, but that was Lillian there. Yes, indeed. And her swing band in 1937, When I Went Back Home. Oh, yeah. And before that, another Chick Webb. I think this from the 78, which I am not using, so I'm just using my memory, which is never entirely advisable. I think that was by Chick Webb and his chicks, his little chicks or something of the sort. But, again, it was Chick Webb and his orchestra, if you want to go the standard route. Down Home Rag, great arrangement of that. Oh, my goodness. 1935. Maybe it was his orchestra, and I'm just dreaming the whole thing. Began with Cliff Bruner's Texas Wanderers, 1937, Bringing Home the Bacon. And I'm just thinking of a BLT right now. I guess we'll do that this weekend, maybe. That sounds good. But as long as the bacon is home, we don't have to go out and get it, that'll be fine. Yes, this is Radiola, and the bacon is already home, so that's where I'm going afterward. And there are other things home, too, which I will enjoy later this evening. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And we're celebrating staying home, staycation, what you're going to do this summer, because you don't want to deal with all the, you know, all that driving. It's so tiresome. It really is. So staying at home, putting your feet up, reading a book, doing whatever. Listening to this show is good. Of course, you can listen to it on the road, too. You can listen to it online. But if you're around here, you can listen to it at home. And on your home computer, I guess. That's wherever you are. It's Radiola is highly portable, and that's one of the good things about it. Here's we already did Mildred Bailey. Now this may seem like fat acceptance night, but of course, if you do a lot of staycationing, that'll happen because you're right near the refrigerator. But we got a couple of artists here that will amplify that theme. Here's Kate Smith singing a gorgeous song. Eddie Lang is in here in 1932. In the Gloaming by the Fireside. Oh my God, this is nice. I love this.
In the gloaming by the fireside, with you I'll be content. In the gloaming by the fireside, every hour will be well spent. We'll our hopes and dreams, dear, like pictures in the fire, finding in its gleams, dear, our heart's desire. In an armchair by the fireside, just big enough for two, we'll be happy. We'll do as lovers do, with no one there to notice a little kiss or two. In the gloaming by the fireside with you, when the busy day is over, I'm in clover just to be in a spot where worries vanish. Love will banish them from me. In the gloaming by the fireside with you I'll be content. In the gloaming by the fireside, every hour will be well spent. We'll see our hopes and dreams, dear, like pictures in the fire, finding in its gleams, dear, our heart's desire. Fireside, just be. will do as lovers do, with no one there to notice a little kiss or two.
Isn't that a nice record by Fats Waller? Oh my God, I love that. And that was from 1940. Stand at Home. Well, that's what we're talking about tonight. I'm glad you stayed with me at home or wherever you are. I enjoyed that. Before that, we had Kate Smith with In the Gloaming by the Fireside. And that's a beautiful song, beautiful rendition. I'm sure that was Eddie Lang on there, but what a sound. And I'm always glad to do that. I'm Andy Sr., by the way. And I'm here every Friday night at 8 p.m. to bring you music, mostly of the 20s and 30s, some earlier. And usually in the middle of the show, I'll throw in something a little different. Not always later, but this week I did. So I have to, it's just to cleanse the palate from hour to hour. And interesting stuff. I try to make it pertinent to my theme or whatever it is I'm trying to prove any particular week. And I'm going to be going home in a few minutes. But I do want to thank you for listening tonight here on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And next week, please tune in early and listen to Mark Fuller, Retro Country, and it's that kind of country. If you're, you know, if you want to go to some bar and you won't hear this music anymore. You'll hear jumpy stuff that you may not associate with the relaxation that you would normally associate with such an establishment. But you can hear it on Mark's show every week, that lovely old country music. And I'm on at 8, and so stay tuned early at 6. And then now we got back our 10 o'clock host, who is the Gray Fox, and he's going to go walkabout. He's going to do the walkabout. The walkabout is the name of his show, and that's going to be on very shortly. But I'm going to finish up with Dick Todd, the Canadian Bing Crosby, and lovely, lovely song. Almost makes me weep. Probably will make me weep, so I'll just tell my wife to have extra Kleenex when I get home. Guess I'll go back home this summer. Yeah.
Guess I'll go back home this summer. Should have gone there long ago. I wonder who I'll meet when I walk up Main Street. Who'll yell the first hello? Yes, I'll go back home this summer. Mom will cry when I walk in. She'll brush away a tear as Dad says, look who's here. We're glad you're home again. After we've talked of everything, then I'll get a restless spell. I'll walk by the house where she used to live. I hope she married well. Yes, I'll go back home this summer. Leave this daily grind behind. There's nothing wrong, I'm sure, that going home won't cure. I'll find my peace of mind. Yes, they ring the same old bell.
I wonder if old Astor runs a jitney bus.
There is a new hotel.
Wonder if they still have dances
upstairs in the Eagles Hall.
WHCL, Clinton, New York.